We were approached by the documentarian Jennifer Crute. We were, of course, very flattered that she wanted to do a documentary on us. And certainly we welcomed the opportunity because we were developing a musical on the internment of Japanese Americans titled Allegiance. It was our allegiance that was challenged.
I have to say, when I would tell friends, family, and colleagues that I would be talking to you later today, two things came up. The first thing, of course, was Sulu. The second was, what a nice, open guy. You seem ready-made for a documentary like this, so comfortable speaking about your life.
Well, I'm used to the camera. I'm an actor. But to have the camera following you every moment of the time that we were together was a little bit daunting for Brad.
And Brad, for those that don't know, is your husband.
He's my husband, yes. We've been together for 27 years now, and six of those years have been legal.
You mentioned growing up imprisoned in American barbed wire prison camps for Japanese Americans. How did your parents explain it to you?
Well, we were taken from our home first to Santa Anita Racetrack, a nearby racetrack, with other Japanese American families that were rounded up. And each family was assigned a horse stall. Can you imagine? Still pungent with the smell of horse manure because the camps weren't built yet. And to me, as a kid, I thought it was fun to sleep where the horses sleep. But for my parents, it was a degrading, humiliating, enraging experience. And after a few months, when the camp construction of the camp was finished, we were transferred.
What is it like to have really sort of moved on from what first brought you to prominence?
Well, I'm proud of my association with Star Trek and the character of Sulu. The show was created by an extraordinary visionary and a philosopher, Gene Roddenberry. His vision was that with our diversity, working together in concert, able to look at every challenge from many, many different perspectives and cultural backgrounds and histories, we can overcome. In two more years, in 2016, Star Trek will be celebrating its 50th anniversary, and so I'm very proud.
George Takei, it has been an absolute honor, and we're so delighted to have you coming to Atlanta, and I cannot begin to thank you enough for your time today.
Well, I'm looking forward to working with the Atlanta Symphony. You had a very long strike. All the arts are challenged right now, and I'm glad that the Atlanta Symphony was able to come together and work out the difficulties. And I'm looking forward to being a part of the Sci-Fi Spectacular.